Actually,
well, fucking I guess bitch. We got to move on to the other topic for the show, the death of
Philip Roth. Huge.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah.
Literary titan passing away.
A giant of letters.
Before us, a giant of words and books. You're listening to NPR. Mourning the passing of Philip Roth, a giant of books.
Giant of pen and legislation.
Of pen and book. A man of page and binding.
Quill.
The glue that holds a book. A hardcover literary paper. Giant.
Paper and ink and typewriter stuff.
Immense size.
Stop, what was your favorite?
Thick, fat, juicy, 8 inches, 9.5 inches.
A man of...
Of
engorged letters.
A hard writing.
Hard ass. Hard big ass dick. Letters.
He wrote with his dick. That was a thing.
He's horny as shit, isn't that? I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't think
Jack.
I've ever.
Both me and Stav have read all of Philip, or me and Adam have read all of Philip Roth.
Yeah.
Stav didn't know who he was until
your
yesterday.
Favorite, yeah. Philip Roth quote before the show. What was that again?
It was when the tits get a splitting.
Yeah, yeah.
The cock gets a spit.
Portnoy's complaint. the complaint is, oh, this pussy's too dry. Isn't the pussy any wetter? Come on.
It's all about complaining.
Some Newark gash. That's what I'm talking about.
It's all about,
baby.
The president of Barstool Sports.
I'm trying to get my dick sucked.
Dave Portnoy's complaint. LeBron's traveling. That's the complaint.
They're not respecting Brady.
I'm trying to get my cock sucked in a glove factory.
Yeah. That sounds cool. Is that what that book's about?
Sort of, yeah.
I'll read that book.
No, it's about a Jewish guy that learns
pass.
The joys of masturbation in New York City.
Yeah.
It's about a guy that beats off.
And then Jews were very upset when it came out. They said it was anti-Semitic and the ADL got mad at him.
Maybe I'm back in.
What does the ADL do?
They just... It's the Anti-Defamation League, and all they do is just complain when they're slightly offended about something Jewish. They don't really defend anything else other than Jews being in a tiff.
We would like to file a complaint against the song Allentown. Why is it not about Israel? Why is the song not about Israel?
Anytime a celebrity
says
something...
Let's take a
something.
Look at how many songs Billy Joel has written about Israel. Zero. To date, 4 songs about Long Island, 1 song about Allentown, 0 about Israel.
Well,
that's anti-Semitism.
Long Island is technically
that's
Israel.
Anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
Now, you're anti-Semitic for saying that. I guess so. Nothing is like anything. Any kind of analogy whatsoever is anti-Semitic.
Yeah, there's this guy, their old head was this guy, Abe Foxman, who's just this old...
Yeah, the biggest, fattest, just
this
the
old
biggest
Jaime.
Stereotype.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Who did worse for the public image of Jewish people.
Yeah, it was just humiliating.
Single-handedly just destroyed.
What was his name?
If there's any anti-Semitism.
Abe Foxman. Yeah.
I'm just picturing five.
He looked like
Finkel.
A big Cinnabon.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a...
Sounds delicious.
He was a fat dumb.
Abe Foxman.
Abe Foxman. Yeah. Take that. Nice. You gonna be offended?
Yeah. I got something for you to be
offended. Defame this dick with your mouth,
no, but
Abe.
Philip Roth, actually, I loved him, so.
Yeah.
I loved his books. So.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a big fan.
Yeah.
I'll give it a whirl.
I read it at 15. Like,
I was like, wow, Philip Roth died. And people were like, oh, look who reads books.
Oh.
I'm like, all right, never mind. Yeah. Asshole. He's like a celebrity. I don't get it.
Yeah. My friend Jonah, you guys know Jonah. His dad, he grew up in New York City, and his dad used to have lunch once a month with this guy, Phil, Uncle Phil. And he learned at 24 that it was Philip Roth.
That's crazy.
And he didn't know who it was.
Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was the uncle from Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Who's a gay black fat black man?
Jonah, who's the DJ at Funny Moms.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
biggest kind of
fame.
That's
what he's known for.
Yeah, that's what he's known for.
DJ at Funny Moms.
And
nephew Jonah,
guitarist.
Nice.
They made a film adaptation of. American Pastoral.
And Portnoy's Complaint, too.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But the American Pastoral one's supposed to be a real piece of shit.
Have you read it?
What?
American Pastoral?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's a great book.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so good.
So good.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to check all these out, man.
Yeah, it's part of
yeah.
It's part of a trilogy, but I've only read that one.
Yeah.
I never read Human Stain or whatever the third. I think it was
You guys ever read Fight Club?
Yeah, dude.
That shit's pretty fucked up.
Dude, Brett Easton Ellis, baby. Yeah.
Dude, when Kalanick dies, dude, I'm going to be so sad.
I'm gonna, yeah, when Chuck P fucking Chuck kicks P. the bucket.
Yeah. I got a new idea for a novel, right? It's about a guy that goes around saying the N-word to black guys until they beat the shit out of him. He's doing it for the insurance money. But it's actually about capitalism.
What was that short story he wrote about, like, getting a pool jet to blow water up your ass, and people were like, this is the most disgusting short story ever. I think it was called, like,
The Jacuzzi Floozy.
Something like that. They're like, yeah, Palahniuk's read this at readings and people have passed out. Ugh. I'm like, that's not true.
Yeah.
People have thrown up when they've heard it.
You know what? I like Junot Diaz, but apparently he's a rapist now, too.
No, he, like, offended a lady at a party.
Yeah, I like that book.
Oscar Wilde.
Huh?
Oscar Wilde.
He's funny, dude. He's a good writer.
It was okay.
But he's a rapist, dude.
I don't think he raped. I think that he said something that someone said was sexist at a party or something. I think it's
people
bullshit.
Were saying he was like in an abusive relationship or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. What about Philip Roth? You think he raped?
Philip Roth was a misogynist, 1,000%.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Unapologetic about it, but a fantastic writer.
I don't think he
and
was
an important American.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The people are going to remember Junot Diaz.
There was that whole generation of, like...
Maybe you will. Not me. I will insist on forgetting.
Norman Mailer shot his wife.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, there was a whole generation of, like...
What the fuck?
The great American writers were all fucking misogynists.
Oh, I thought he shot Philip Roth's wife.
No. Norman Mailer shot his own wife.
Oh, damn. That's fucked up, dude.
Or stabbed her or something.
You ever see Maidstone?
Stabbed her, yeah. What?
Ever see Maidstone?
No.
It's not good. It's actually... It's so incredibly fucking bad. It's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
What's it?
It's like a movie that Mailer tried to make. It's the one where Rip Torn, like, fucking, they get in that fight.
Tom Green and Rip Torn? I think that's Freddy Got Fingered.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Freddy Got Fingered.
That's what I was talking about.
No, I've never...
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
Norman Mailer and Rip Torn get in a fist fight on the set, and they just left it in the movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Yeah, that rules.
I mean, they're, like, going at it. But, like, that fight where, it's two people don't know how to fight, so they're, like, pulling each other's hair, and they're on the ground. Like, just,
damn.
awkwardly, just, like, thwacking each other in the face with a tired fist.
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucked up. I fuck with Rip Torn, though.
Yeah, me too, dude.
Artie and fucking...
Always had those ferns looking right.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing I like, it's getting fucked in my ass. Why don't you bring that cock over here?
Ass torn.
Rip torn, rip ass torn. That's my thing, it's the thing I enjoy. There's nothing I enjoy more than getting drunk and getting raped in my ass.
Ass torn, baby.
The only reason I drink and drive is so I can go to jail and be raped.
Yeah, we have fun here.
Oh, fuck. I have a heart.
What do you guys
want
to get for lunch after this?
I don't know. I was going to see if I could do more. I got to get that car fixed so you can...
For Max?
I'm pretty hungry.
I'm trying to do enough favors until I get that couch.
It's like a video game, dude. You got to unlock it, dude.
Yeah. There was a Sega Genesis game called, like, Shove It or something, where you just work as a guy in a box factory and you, like, push boxes around. And the cover is a guy pushing a box, and he's, like, daydreaming about hot women in a car, and, like, a Ferrari and a bunch of cash.
That's a video game you play on your time off.
Look it up. I think it's called Shove It.
Shove It?
I think I would definitely, like, see it. Nick playing, like, a politeness simulator. Learning dating sims?
I definitely remember trying those. With, like, a flash
dating
animation.
Dating sims?
Flash animation, like... Yeah, like you have to, like, try to fuck an anime girl, but I don't have.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I've played those.
There was that game, Leisure Suit Larry, which we've talked about.
You've brought it up a million times.
Yeah, it's Shove It. It's called Shove It the Warehouse game.
Shove It, yeah.
Look at this shit. It's hilarious.
Like a Windows 95 Nick. Game.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, push boxes, imagine a Ferrari, the hot girl.
Is that what he's dreaming?
Yeah.
That daydream is taking up a lot of the cover.
That guy looks like me.
Yeah, he is ugly.
That's great.
No, he's handsome.
Yeah, he is ugly.
He wears backwards baseball caps like I do.
He's wearing
now
a front.
Because I will never forget the 1990s. Unless any of you fucking dumbass 18-year-olds listening to this show forget, we are grown men.
That's right, dude.
And we remember
1990s. We're 29-year-old men.
We fucking listen Korn, to Spin dude. Doctors.
Spin Doctors. Two Princes. You know, yeah. Delamitri.
Yeah. Oh, Roll to Me.
Blur. Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
The kind of shit we're
into. All that song, How Bizarre.
Some fucked up, Missile. Some fucked up Greek music. My dad would play in his car.
Deep Blue Something.
There's this one Greek
Nick
song.
Nick is actually like a huge. He has a '90s playlist we listen to in the car.
I have a massive '90s playlist.
he's really knows some deep cuts, dude. You put that Savage Garden. I Want You. On that. That's a fucking.
What about that song?
Jammer, dude.
I don't know if I need you. Yeah. Great song.